It's that time of year again. The fall equinox arrives at 9:29 p.m. on September 22nd, kicking off the one season when orange trees grow in Minnesota. At the equinoxes, neither pole is pointing toward the sun, and an observer in space would see the sunny side of Earth lighted from pole to pole. This is also the time when the sun is dropping fastest through the sky. If you look at the loss of daylight in Grand Marais for a week around the equinox, say the 18th to 25th, the day length gets shortened by 20 minutes. But if it seems that winter is coming too fast, think about the people in Fairbanks, Alaska. During that same week, they lose 46 minutes of daylight. In the morning sky, Jupiter is its usual big, bright self, well up in the east and rising earlier every day. By the start of October, it'll be coming up 4 hours ahead of the sun. On the 20th, early risers will see a waning crescent moon close to Jupiter. The next morning, the moon will be thinner, and it will also be lower and close to Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, which is trailing Jupiter. But to see Regulus, wait till about an hour before sunrise. In the evening sky, Mars has been heading east against the backdrop of stars, or more precisely, the stars have been sliding westward past the planet. Thanks to this motion, we get to witness a meeting between two rivals, namely Mars and Antares. Antares is the heart of Scorpius, and its name means rival of Mars. It's classified as a red supergiant, a star that's getting near the end of its life. Antares has swollen with age, so that its diameter is now some 850 times that of the sun's. But its mass is only 15 times as great. It's about 550 light-years away. In contrast, Mars is just over 135 million miles from us. And that's only 1.5 times Earth's distance from the sun. I think this is one of the neat things about astronomy. Antares and Mars rival each other in brightness, even though Antares is 24 million times farther away. Both objects are low in the southwest. Look for them an hour after sunset. They'll be closest on the 28th, when Mars floats just 3 degrees above Antares. After that, the pair separate as Antares, along with the general backdrop of stars, continues to slide past Mars toward the horizon. Also in the evening, Saturn is still up west of Mars and setting about 2 hours after the sun. On the 27th, we have a young crescent moon pointing its cusps toward Saturn. Look around 8 o'clock. That should be the best time to catch both objects. The summer triangle is now high in the south, moving into the southwest. These three stars are the first to come out in that section of sky after dark. I've talked about these stars this summer, but I'd just like to re-mention my favorite part of the triangle, and that's the area right below Vega, the brightest of the three stars, in the northwest corner of the triangle. The stars below Vega form a parallelogram, and they constitute the bulk of the constellation Lyra, the lyre of Orpheus. Orpheus, of course, was the great musician in Greek mythology. And since the lyre is similar to a harp, Vega has also been called the harp star. That's all for now, and happy star watching.